thank you seems insufficient. Thank you. It's a little past when we thought it might be, but it seems like we also should have some time for conversation. Anybody? And are we using the microphone for that, or can you speak up?
Yep. Yeah. Thank you so much, all of you. This is just a little a comment, I guess, more than a question. But Kate, that wonderful idea of stories of all the times, stories of all the time. It strikes me that that's a sort of interesting, not reply, but dialogue with Sam's paper yesterday, which is about this idea of, the co-opting of the future by threat. And in this phrase and in this idea, we get a future that's unco-optable and that answers threat with ongoing survival.
Mm. That's beautiful. I would just recommend everyone read Alexis Wright's paper speaking about Carpentaria.
Or the book.
And the book, and also Swan Book.
Yeah, this is a top book.
Yeah.
Can't tell whether it was written 6,000 years ago, 600 years ago, 60 years in the future, 600 years in the future.
I don't know that one.
That swirls them all in.
And Alexis's decision to make a problem of history in an incredibly material but cosmological sense is absolutely vital. Because of what people, I think, what discourse allows Aboriginal people to do. And it so easily slips into a discourse about the past, which is the colonial machinery replicating in a kind of a self-accruing, self-serving way forever.
Mm. Anybody else?
Well, I just had... I know I'm just tired, but it was very emotional to me. Panel in a really important way. And I've been running a discussion series, like extracurricular, in the English department at Berkeley, called Women in Intellectual Life. And the most recent conversation, it's very informal, but we come up with a theme. And the most recent theme, which was on April 6th, was... women allies care workers, and I have to say my spell check kept changing care workers to case workers in the social services sense. Yeah. I had to keep changing it back. But listening to this panel, like thinking about collaboration and the kinds of attention that collaborators give to each other, and then the kinds of attention that you've given internationally and transhistorically to co-think with the people that you co-think with rather than about in your work. And then obviously the entirety of your presentation was about a coming together in care. And that's just a comment, but I feel so sort of overwhelmed by the notion that we've had a panel on caring.
I was completely overwhelmed by it.
No problem.
Thank you.
But I wonder, is that just to Berkeley, California?
That's lovely.
To go with.
I've written it down. Thank you.
I've got free copies.
Spread the love.
No, only of Far Out Library software of Margaret and me. There's just a little thing. I've only got seven, so if you'd like one, and seven people would like one.
Alan, did you want to say something?
I just, on behalf of the audience, would like to thank Pam for her generosity of the.
It's
beautiful.
Well, it sort of illustrates the way this one's. If you want, you have one of these, Ellie. If you want to see, this is sort of all melded, like I said. And that one, you can see Susan and I talking to each other, but not kind of, not kind of joining in the way Margaret and I did. That's an illustration.
I love the story of joining the clubs.
Natalie.
I love the idea of taking my hand around into my pocket and travelling. As the bush poet. But I think thank you very much. It's a fantastic panel. The whole two, you know, the conference today has been fantastic, and it's you know, quite overwhelming hearing your work being theorised for the first time. I haven't. It's great. Just one point of clarification. I always did know my family, so I was very fortunate that I wasn't going to the archives to find my family, but I actually went to them with my nan. But it was then tracing back further stories, because I didn't talk about that very much yesterday. Mm-hmm. So Nana and I actually got those records together with cousins. That was quite overwhelming. And her reading this surveillance, you know, over 200 pages on her life, that was one of records. Then I have the images of those other records in a different repository. But I'm interested in, Pam, what you said at the beginning about, you know, do these collectives working in collaborations, other women, women and men, but it's this idea of a collective as if you're not really sure about really who it's for, and does it affect change really? Is it just for yourselves? And I've been thinking about that, you know, with my collective, the Unbound Collective that I've been with for the past couple of years, and we talk about this a lot, about, well, what are we doing this for? And really, in the end, we just come down to saying, well, we just need to be able to breathe freely together, because it is the weight, like you were saying, hey, the weight, this boulder that Ali referred to, this huge weight, this burden of responsibility, this real desire for social and political change in deeply oppressive and conservative times for a whole range of communities in this world right now. It's I think we all feel that, because you've talked a lot about that as a group, and you know, all power to you. I think you're all amazing. But this idea of a collective, you know, for us as a group of Aboriginal women working together, it's almost been our sanity. And it's almost like, well, if it does affect as an effect, you know, and have that ripple effect beyond our own sanity and being able to feel like, well, at least we feel like we are as sovereign women, we can just walk through the world and be, and we're just doing it for ourselves. That, to me, has been incredibly empowering. We can only hope that it will resonate with other people if we're really truly honest in how we live in the world, if you know what I mean.
I think
it's interesting because you weren't sure about that.
I think what I meant to say was more that literary collaboration I was very, very sceptical of.
Yeah.
The actual co-ops and collectives that I worked in were many and varied. Most people went to meetings and had some kind of collective in the 70s that they were involved in, and like the women's refuges and all that sort of thing, but which were practical. The other thing about it was when it came into it being a kind of artistic collective, we were always intervening. Like, we always were trying to undermine some kind of what we perceived as a sort of, you know, state attitude, not necessarily, you know, something that where the state had crept in. And so we always had a task. The hardest thing was letting go of your best ideas, you know, because you're a group and you've got a task. And that's where the conflict seems to happen, obviously, in collectives. I mean, it happens in bands, you know, everywhere. Most of the band was a riot. But mainly we also read, like, you know, you're reading feminist, women's liberation to start with, and then feminist books that were also practical, received, and so I think the collectives were more positive in a way than writing. My experience of writing collaboration is a kind of like a kind of echo of practical things, but I like to do it and I never seek it. It kind of just happens with your friends or with people you suddenly find you're just writing with them. I've never sort of set up, but the collaboration, the effect, whether it has any purpose, but I'm like that about life itself, you know. Like, I know we're just living, I'm not sure about purpose, but the books sort of happen, and I don't know whether they, I mean, they definitely do take away that individual kind of special case stuff, you know, which is always a relief. So that's one good thing about it, and I think I'll stop talking now.
Mm.
Anybody else want to be part of this collaboration?
I just want to say one tiny little thing, just on this matter of the archive, that Natalie, listening to you, when was that, yesterday? That I think this is a really, your work you're doing on the archive box is a really important and, you know, fantastically kind of effective way to, you know, intervene in a certain kind of, you know, oceanic sort of theorisation of the archive as a kind of black hole or a plenum, you know, that to return it to these boxes is, I found that a fantastic idea, which I will immediately work with. Thank you. And credit you.
Maybe we should take a break now.
Sure.
Thank you.